expected that half at the very least of Walter Mackenzie's money would go to her husband, and she wasn't one to take such disappointment with quiet forbearance.
Tom! Tom! Why has this happened? Why? You were so confident, so certain.
No, I was never that.
No. Tom, oh, what are we to do?
We'll go on as we have before, I suppose. The money would have been useful, Sarah, I won't deny it. But we've managed up till now, and we'll manage in the future. Nothing's been taken away from us.
Oh, is that what you think?
My dear, it was never ours. It was Walter's money, and he disposed of it as he wished.
800 a year. It's more than your sister will know what to do with.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Oh, she sends her regards, by the way.
Oh, how kind.
She says she'd be glad to see you any time.
Oh, how exceedingly kind. But I won't go. Oh. She'd only think I was after her money.
If such a visit had indeed occurred, Miss Mackenzie might well have reached that very conclusion. But Sarah steadfastly refused to pay a call at Arundel Street. Tom dropped by quite frequently. On occasion, he'd let slip a remark or two about his business, the manufacture and sale of oilcloth, and how things weren't quite as thriving as he had hoped. But he chose not to refer directly to the extremely large sum of money that his sister had inherited.
Tom, I've been thinking about the future.
Well, it requires some thinking, I suppose.
I've come to a decision. I won't stay here.
Will you not?
I intend to move out of town altogether. I intend to go to Little Bath.
Oh. Do you know anyone in Little Bath?
I don't believe so. I know very few people anywhere. And Tom, I wish, if it's agreeable, to take Susanna with me.
Susanna?
She's 15, I believe.
Yes.
Old enough to leave home, young enough still to benefit from a good education, and one less child to look after will be of some benefit to you and Sarah, I hope. I'll bear the cost of Susanna's schooling, of course, and all other expenses, too. I'll be her guardian. But I won't adopt her.
You won't? Oh, as you wish.
If I were to adopt her, you see, the situation might present a difficulty with regards to my getting married.
Married? To whom?
I've no idea.
But it's likely, you think?
Very much so. Once it's known I have money...
Well, Margaret, here's your niece.
Susanna.
Yes, Aunt?
Come, Susanna dear.
I tell you, this is a very great trial to a mother.
I'm sure it is.
There never was a sweeter child than Susanna, but Tom thinks it best that she should go, and perhaps it is, since you've no children of your own, or anyone that you might say is close, and since the money that should have gone to Tom has gone to you...
Sarah.
I wish to do a small kindness. That's all.
Yes, a small kindness indeed.
Comfortable, my dear?
Yes, thank you.
Warm, my dear?
Yes, thank you.
Miss Mackenzie glanced at her niece, and Susanna smiled and gently leant against her. For the first time that she could remember, Margaret Mackenzie had received a display of genuine affection.
Dearest aunt.
Dearest Susanna.
Miss Mackenzie had taken furnished lodgings in the Paragon, which, as everyone knows, is the nucleus of all that's pleasant and fashionable at Little Bath.
Sit down, Miss Todd.
Miss Todd, a stout lady of red face and capacious bonnet, was one of her neighbours.
I'm so glad you've ventured among us. Are you settling in happily?
I am, thank you.
You've not been slow, I gather, to find your church?
In truth, I'd heard of the Reverend Mr. Stumfold when I was in London.
Of course you had. Mr. Stumfold possesses a very special religious outlook and is very specially renowned for it. Perhaps you've come to Little Bath in order to be near to him.
Oh, no, not at all.
A great many ladies do, you know. Has Mrs. Stumfold called?
Yes.
I didn't think she'd wait long. By carriage, was it?
On foot, I believe.
Oh, tut, tut. You should complain to her.
Complain?
There are many who would, or who